Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tell me first off, Dimitri, about Seth and what he's been going through.
Yeah, Seth is he's my son, and he's been battling with serious health issues related to brain health over the last nine and a half years. Started with him having a lesion that we tried to manage for 7 years, and it became unmanageable, and so we ended up having a surgery a couple of years ago. And after that first surgery, he ended up having a tumor regrowth, which resulted in us having another surgery in February 2019. And then that particular tumor showed to be cancerous, and so we ended up having a third surgery here a couple of weeks ago. All surgeries were done in San Francisco. All surgeries were done by the same surgeon. The lesion is in very complicated location. We traveled all over the country and showed his case all over the world to understand who can operate in this particular area. And so We all the surgeries were very risky, but he ended up, you know, recovering well after the surgeries. However, the battle with cancer has been very difficult.
And he's 18, Dimitri?
He's 18, yes, and he's been having health issues since he was 9 years old. Seth is a very, very creative person. He has his own YouTube channel. He's been he won an international competition building with Kinects, which awarded him a $20,000 prize. He's very, very creative, always finds ways to do things and view things differently and make things. And so he's incredibly creative, kind, and battling this incredible health battle over the last 9 years.
So tell me how he ended up with the rare honor of becoming a South Park character.
Thank you for the question. So one of the Seth had a couple of very like big desires. One was to he loved South Park, and so and he also loved sharks. And so because he loves South Park, he watched every single episode. He has a lot of different things that he's made with South Park characters. Our Halloween decorations are all South Park based. He has a lot of ceramic things that he's done and paintings with South Park. And so being a cancer patient, we were approached by Make-A-Wish Foundation about trying to understand like what kind of wish Seth would like to have. And the wish that he had was to be a character in South Park, and to meet the creators of South Park, Trey and Matt. And he had that great opportunity just a couple of weeks ago to meet with them, and they were able to incorporate his character into the 1 hour pandemic special of South Park.
That had to be a thrill of a lifetime for him.
It was an incredible experience for him. Our entire family had an opportunity to connect with the South Park team. It was incredible to see people behind this, great TV series. They've been the most kind, incredible people. And we had a great time meeting with them, and Seth had an absolute blast. Before they met with Seth, we got some balloon characters delivered to us to the home we were staying in San Francisco while in the hospital, and was all the core characters of South Park. And then during the meeting, they wanted to know more about Seth, what he was like, and then they wanted to honor him with this character, which was really, really awesome on them. And behind the scenes, the entire creative team of South Park had been in constant contact with us, providing us with the information on what's happening, getting some feedback. Really, it was back and forth communications with a lot of great people behind the scenes.
Tell me about the character that he was portrayed with last night.
So generally speaking, they don't, in South Park, they don't have a lot of characters with glasses, right? And so Seth wears glasses. They were able to looked at Seth and try to kind of create a character that looked like him. And they made several different scenes where Seth was there. So first of all, they were able to put the name. So you can see in the Zoom scene where there's Seth with his last name, and the character looks kind of like him. And then he was able to make different appearances throughout the series. He did not have a speaking role from what we could tell, but we were just really thrilled to just see him appear all over the place and he was like the first child out of the school with the glasses when the kids were escaping the pandemic lockdown. So it was really cool to see him. Seth was very particular about having something of like a movie or a cartoon that kind of can last forever, given the diagnosis and everything like that. He was really interested in kind of preserving that identity and have that in some kind of movie or a TV series. And this was really a true dream come true for our family and specifically for Seth.
Wow. That has got to be one of the coolest things ever. Dimitri, I have to ask you, as a dad, when you were able to sit there and watch that with him, and it had to be just the thrill of a lifetime after everything he's been through.
It was just an incredible experience to see him witness his own character and really kind of interact with the entire team. It was incredible. And we are really trying to create a lot of memorable moments for Seth. We, interacted with the entire team, saw him in the movie. I mean, saw him in the special, saw him really being excited. I took a video of that. We had the entire watching party of people who have been incredibly supportive for us throughout this many years of battle for Seth's health. And so it was really, really rewarding and very high point. And we're super thrilled about the opportunity that Make-A-Wish Foundation and South Park team has made for Seth.
It is such a wonderful story, and I am so grateful to you for sharing it. And if I may ask, what is the prognosis for Seth?
Yeah, unfortunately, we are not given a great prognosis. And that's something that we've learned after the third surgery. So we are being told that we're looking at months, weeks to months. And so we are trying to obviously not give up and continue to fight and battle and try all sorts of different things and look for various options to find ways to battle the cancer. Unfortunately, right now, we are not given a great prognosis.
Well, it sounds like you guys are fighters. There is always hope and there is always prayer, and you definitely have our prayers for you and yours.
Thank you very much, Chris. I really appreciate that.
Let me ask you real quick before I let you go, what city do you guys live in, Dimitri?
We live in Plano.
Oh, you live in Plano. Okay. I'd like to be able to throw that in so folks in Plano know that one of their neighbors was a star last night on South Park.
And I also wanted to add that Seth is really huge into animation, right? And so he has his own YouTube channel. So if people cannot subscribe to him, that really is huge, meaningful to him. And so there's a lot of different videos that he posts. He's very creative, like I mentioned before. So if there is any way that people could support him that way, that'd probably be a huge that would be very meaningful to him.
How do they find it, Dimitri?
They find the channel by, it's called BD Animator on YouTube.
BD Animator.
Yes, B.D. Animator. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.